Morning, everyone. The Rules Committee is called to order for Tuesday, February 7th, and I'll note that we do have the presence of a quorum. First up, we will approve the minutes from Thursday, February 2nd, 2023. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Any discussion to the minutes from February 2nd? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The minutes are adopted. Our next order of the business for today is the calendar for the day for Thursday, February 9th, 2023. We will be calendaring four bills: House File 5, Universal School Meals; House File 213, Food Shelf Funding; House File 244, Electronic Wills; and House File 207, Lawns to Legumes. Any discussion to the calendar for the day? Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Mr. Chair, I've looked at all of these, the four bills, and I have a concern about one of the four, that not proper procedures were followed. Tried to, since we did get this after 7 o'clock last night as to what was going to be on the calendar, I've been scrambling this morning, which I'm sure many feel like this session, that we are absolutely scrambling as fast as we can to be as thorough as we possibly can. I've never worked so hard in my 11 years here. But in any case, Mr. Chair, so I have concerns about House File 5, and I'm wondering if the author is here that could answer a couple procedural questions, whether or not committees were properly, that this bill went to proper committees, and whether fiscal notes were provided at the proper time, so that the Committee of Jurisdiction and Issue Area Expertise were able to look at the fiscal notes.
If it's a procedural question, I'll allow Representative O'Neill, the substance of the bill is not before us today. Proceed with your question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the first question is the chief author of the bill, Representative Jordan, here so she could answer procedural questions?
Okay,
sorry.
Mr. Chair, I'm here.
Very good. So that's a good thing. So I'm wondering, Representative Jordan, can you just tell me when, so I have a note on here that the fiscal note was completed on January 24th. Can you tell me about the process in education finance regarding the fiscal note?
Representative Jordan.
Mr. Chair, it was not passed. House File 5 was not passed out of education finance without a fiscal note. So the bill was heard, it was laid over, and then the fiscal note was examined, and then it was moved to Ways and Means.
Thank you, Representative Jordan. Representative O'Neill.
Thank you. Representative Jordan, were district runs provided, as is custom and usage here?
Representative Jordan.
Mr. Chair, district runs are not available for House File 5 due to data from MDE.
Representative O'Neill.
Okay, well, it's not in our rules that it has to be. It's definitely custom usage that most times when we have, let me just see here, it's 387 million and 418 million, I believe, in the tails. It's a lot of money. Okay. So district runs were not provided. I'm wondering, one other quick procedural question then. Did this bill, since it does have minute impact, it has a $90,000 fiscal impact to minute, did it go to a state, local, and gov?
That's not required under the rules, but I'll have Representative Jordan speak to it.
Mr. Chair, it was heard in Ed Policy and Ed Finance and Ways and Means, and it was not heard in state and local government.
Any further discussion to the bill, to the calendar for the day? All right.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Sorry.
Or Representative O'Neill.
So, Mr. Chair, could you explain what you just said about that it's not required to go to state and local gov, even though it has a fiscal impact that's in that jurisdiction, and it's quite a bit of IT work from the fiscal note. It's 820 hours of work, and it's $90,000 of new work.
We used to have mandatory referrals, but there's no longer mandatory referral to state gov finance.
I guess I don't understand, Mr. Chair. Maybe Representative Nash, who serves as our lead on that committee, could speak to that.
If he'd care to. Representative Nash.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I think that it's a wise referral to send it to that particular committee. We are often ruled out of order on amendments on the floor for having de minimis amendments to a bill. I think last year I had a $3,000 report that was ruled out of order because it spent too much money. $90,000 is certainly larger than $3,000, and it would seem to make a lot of sense from a procedural perspective, so that people who have that area of expertise to be able to have the bill come into committee, particularly when they are funded in large part out of the State Government Finance Committee. It was not done, and I think that's a fairly noteworthy committee skip.
Further discussion to the calendar for the day.
Yes, I guess
we have Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I missed one question from the fiscal note. I'm wondering if Representative Jordan could let us know. It does have a local fiscal impact. Was the local fiscal impact provided in education finance? And also, was there any testimony or anything from local schools?
Representative Jordan.
Mr. Chair, there is extensive testimony in both education finance and education policy from local school officials, along with the Minnesota Department of Education. I don't have the fiscal note in front of me, as it is not generally the custom and usage of this committee that authors take questions about their bills. But the local fiscal impact was discussed, and we had many local school district officials testifying.
Thank you, Representative Jordan. Thank you for being willing to share with the committee, being a member of the committee. As I've noted to this committee before, it is not our custom to have bill authors answer questions, but I was allowing it today as a courtesy to Representative O'Neill, and I appreciate Representative Jordan your willingness to answer those questions. I will move the adoption of a calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate February 9th, 2023 for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendment offered to those bills.
Mr. Chair, I would like to make a motion to amend the calendar for the day by removing House File 5.
Okay. Representative O'Neill moves to amend the calendar for the day by removing House File 5. Any discussion to Representative O'Neill's motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say no.
No.
The amendment is not adopted. We are on the motion to adopt the calendar for the day. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
The calendar for the day is approved. That is our business members. Representative Pulaski.
Mr. Chair, I just want to make one observation, given the record number of bill introductions that we have, and now that we have a new rule book. I'm on Rule 1.10, page 6, the fourth paragraph, where we can actually stop bill introductions at some point. And I think if there ever was a session to make sure that this rule should be implemented, it would be this session. So Rule 1.10, page 6, fourth paragraph. I know it's February, but I think it may be a good time to consider a drop-dead date after which no bills can be introduced unless they're approved by the Rules Committee.
Your suggestion's noted. Thank you, Representative Pulaski. Representative Mueller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And could we get a copy of that rule book in our folders, please?
Yes, absolutely. And it was on our desks, too. So the clerk turned it around very quickly.
Thank
but we'll get the copy. With that, members, we are adjourned.